The Anderson Family.
It makes no difference to me. Only I know that's the turkey Mr. Chapman won, Oliver.
You're out of your head, Briggs. It's one I bought downtown.
That's a fine thing. Turkey thieves in the neighborhood.
Don't you call me a turkey thief, Chapman.
But we found the evidence in your backyard.
You're all wrong. Oliver bought that turkey.
Yeah,
but he cut through my backyard on his way home.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, anyhow, I want my turkey.
Well, then go find it. This one is mine.
Maybe your turkey got out, Mr. Chapman.
Of course he did. Anderson helped him out.
Well, all I can say is do anything you want to about it, but do it somewhere besides my backyard.
Uh-oh, here we go again, folks.
Now let's visit the Anderson family. Well, this whole thing started when Mr. Briggs, the neighbor across the street, dropped into the Anderson home to sell his last three chances on a turkey raffle. Naturally, Oliver would like to get something for nothing. Who wouldn't? But he also knows how Briggs operates. Oliver is getting a little burned at Briggs, and Mary is standing by to see it doesn't flare up.
These are the last three punches you have, eh, Briggs?
Just the three. And like as not, one of them will win the turkey.
How do you know who wins? As if you didn't know already.
I resent that remark, Mr. Anderson. Remember, Free Baron and I are your guests in your home.
You're also here to take me for what you can get, too.
Oh, Oliver, don't get excited. Mr. Briggs merely asked you to take a few punches on his turkey card. Now, don't get excited.
I'm not, Mary.
Of course, if you can't afford it, Anderson.
Now, don't worry. I can afford it, all right.
Very well. Then here's the card.
My name Mary's still on it. Well, maybe that's lucky.
One must follow his hunches.
Now, wait. Don't push me now. I'll take the one I want. How much did you say they were?
It runs from 1 cent to 50 cents.
You only pay the small amount it calls for.
Okay. Junior, come here.
Me, Pop?
Yeah. You're lucky. Pull a name off this swindle sheet here.
Oh. Let's see. Narcissus. I like that name.
Well, then take it, darling.
Mm-hmm. What's this two on the back?
Two?
Let's see.
Oh, don't tell me it's for only 2 cents.
Why? Are you surprised there are any on there under 50?
That was uncalled for, Anderson.
Well?
And if you continue to carry on this way, I shall pinch your nose.
Oh, you will.
Oliver?
Now, Free Baron, control your temper.
I'll scratch his eyes out.
Free Baron, please. Not while I'm here. I hate to see anything suffer, and you know it.
Very well, dear. I bow to your wishes.
That's better, Free Baron.
All right, if you're through with all this drivel, Mary, you take one.
First, I'd better collect from Junior. How much was it, Junior?
2 cents, I guess.
Must have been a mistake.
Probably was. I'll pay it. Mary, maybe you'd better pull this next one.
Oh, I'm not lucky, Oliver.
Oh.
Now, it's just a game of chance on a small scale, Mary. Now, no one knows who wins until we pull this big seal off over here.
All right. I'll pull this one. Mabel.
What's the number on the back?
Four.
Huh?
Four.
Are you sure, Barry?
Oh, there it is. Four.
There must be something wrong with the card, Free Baron.
You mean because someone pulled one under 50 cents?
Oh.
Don't be a bad loser, Anderson.
I haven't lost yet, if this thing is on the level.
You mean to insinuate that the raffle is crooked?
I'll scratch his eyes out.
Oh, no, Free Baron, please, not here.
I'll pull his tie.
All right, let him pull it. Let him. Go ahead. Here's my tie. Go ahead, pull it.
Oliver, I won't listen to any more of this nonsense.
I won't either, Mary.
Okay, then quiet down. I'll pull another one for 3 cents, and you'll probably have a breakdown. I'll take Mary.
What's the number in the back?
86. Must be a misprint.
No, it's not. That's 50 cents and the last draw.
Oh, good. If they're all gone, pull off the big seal and see who won it.
By the way, did you take any draws here, Briggs?
I did. 5 of them. Why?
Well, there's no need wondering who's going to win it.
Ignore it, Free Baron, and pull the seal.
I shall, my dear. But if Anderson doesn't win it for 3 cents, he'll swear it's crooked.
I'll do no such thing.
Surely, Mr. Anderson, you don't think Free Baron would be a party to such a thing, nor me neither.
Of course he doesn't.
Very well, then I'll pull the seal.
What's the name, Mr. Briggs?
Let me see. Oh, the light isn't good here.
Let me have it. I can see.
Please, let Free Baron handle this, Oliver Anderson.
Well, this is a surprise.
Oh, you won it.
Why, I hardly know what to say.
Oh. Well, what name won it?
It's purely coincidental, of course. The name which wins the turkey is Antoinette.
Antoinette. I've heard that name before somewhere. Now, where could
so
that
have
be?
I. But who pulled the name off the card?
Well, let's see. Well, what do you think of that?
Did we win it, Pop?
Don't be naive, Junior.
Why, Freeburn, you lucky person. Huh. It's uncanny. You picked Antoinette.
Why, yes. Congratulations, Mr. Briggs.
I wouldn't have had this happen for the world.
Okay, that's all I want to know. If everyone's going to sell a card and pick out the lucky number himself, I'm going to do the same thing.
Don't you dare insinuate I do the number, Anderson. Oh.
Come, Freeburn. Please control yourself. You're absolutely vicious today. Hey. Come, let's go.
Well, better luck next time, Oliver.
Next time? Mm-hmm. Next time I'll have my own card. All right, now look, Junior. I take these boards and build a pen. I'm going down to Schultz the Butcher and get a turkey. Now, when they bring it out, put it in the pen. Have you got that?
How big a turkey, Pop?
Well, it'll be bigger than that pheasant Briggs was selling.
How long before the turkey gets here?
I'll ask Schultz to send it right out. Now go ahead. We'll show this Briggs how an honest raffle is run.
Okay, Pop. I'll get right on it.
Hey! Oliver! Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? Oh, it's Homer.
Yeah. Hey, you going down at the corner?
Yeah, come on if you're going.
Hey, I got to stop in Briggs's first and see if I won the turkey.
Oh, you took a pull, too, huh?
Oh, took
sucker.
11 of them.
11
oh,
of them?
Oh, boy. It's in the bag,
yeah,
Oliver.
But you didn't pull the name Antoinette.
Well, no, I didn't dare. You see, Marthy was standing right there with me.
Well, look, Homer, I can save you a trip. Antoinette won.
Antoinette won?
That's right.
Well, dag nabbit. Who had that name?
Briggs did, and he won the turkey. You didn't think you would win it, would you?
Oh, and I thought sure we was going to have turkey for Sunday.
Oh, well, cheer up. You pull a couple of names off of my card.
Off your card?
Yeah, this raffle's on the level. Yeah. I'm going down and order the turkey now.
Well, I'll tell you this, Oliver. After me spending as much as I did, I'm going to have turkey somehow.
Well, I don't blame you. They gypped you, Homer.
Yep. I got me a good mind to stop in and give this Briggs a piece of my mind.
Don't
that
give
little
away the last
weapon.
Piece you got there. It wouldn't do any harm, though. Mm. And as soon as I get my turkey, I'll let you see it.
Well, see it? Hey, I want to taste one.
Okay, then. I'll drop over to your house as soon as I get the cards made.
Gee, Willikers. Everybody's selling raffle cards on turkeys, it seems like.
They are?
Yep. Ain't you bought one yet from Chapman, the plumber?
Huh? No, I guess I missed that one.
Right good-sized bird, too. I tuck a couple of pulls, you know, just to kind of be social-like.
Oh, well, more the merrier, I say. I'll see you after a while.
Yep, after I see this Freeburn Briggs, the little cheater. He ain't going to get away with this, Oliver. You little whippersnapper, I've a good mind to take you out in the backyard and whip your ears off you.
No, you're upset.
Oh, well, of course I be. I took them pulls off that card like a good feller, and what did it get me?
Well, now, I see your side of it, Homer. There's more bird than Millicent and I could eat. I'll make you a deal.
Well, I ain't pulling no more names.
No, that won't be necessary. Now, if you'll take the turkey home and dress it, I'll give you the gizzard, the heart, and one whole leg.
Gizzard, huh? Hey. You sure you won't run yourself short?
I think that's a very fair offer. Just bring back the bird with one leg.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. It ain't got one leg to begin with, has it?
Of course not. I made you a very fair offer. You take it home and have it dressed for me for Sunday.
Well, that sounds like a firm offer.
Very well. Then it's a deal. I'm an honest man, Homer, and I like to share and share alike. The bird is over at Chapman's garage in a crate.
Well, that sounds like a fair offer. I'll do it, Freeburn. I'll get it right now.
I only got about 5 pulls left on a card, Mrs. Anderson. I kind of thought maybe you folks would like turkey for Sunday.
Oh, well, we certainly would. But we're not very lucky, Mr. Chapman.
Neither am I. But I just do it for kicks. You see, Butch likes to see who wins. Oh. I do it more for him than anything else.
Well, I might take a couple. I'll take Hilda and Clara.
Good. I'll write your name in here.
One says 13, the other says 67.
Good. That's 50 and 13, 63 cents.
Well, have you changed for a dollar?
A dollar? Look, I tell you what I'll do, Mrs. Anderson. You give me the dollar, and I'll give you another punch. If it's 50 cents, we'll call it even.
Well, I guess that's all right. I'll take Florence.
How much?
59.
Okay, so I lose 19 cents, so what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's my mere stupidity. Think nothing of it.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mr. Chapman.
Well, how's things, Junior?
Well, Oh, Mom, is there any iodine?
Iodine?
Oh, dear, what's wrong?
I skinned my finger building the crate.
Oh, well, I'll get something to put on it.
Yeah, you say crate, Junior?
Yeah, for a turkey.
Oh, you've got a turkey, too?
Well, not yet, but if I know Pop, we will have one.
Oh.
Gee, you have one of those turkey raffle cards, too?
Yeah. Just because it pleases Butch. You see, he gets a kick out of it. He saw Briggsy's turkey in my garage and liked it.
How many more pulls do you have?
Just two more, but it's kind of gambling, Junior. You don't want to take any.
Well, if I had some money, I would. They're interesting. Mr. Briggs had one.
Who won that turkey? As if I didn't know.
Yeah, Mr. Briggs won it.
Here, dear. Hold your finger.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mom, that burns.
Wrap this Band-Aid around it, dear. It'll be all right.
So Briggs won, eh?
Well, I think it was fair, all right.
Fair? Look, Mrs. Anderson, Briggs wouldn't invest it in a pound of liver if he didn't know the winning pull.
Oh, here's Oliver. Back so soon, dear?
Yeah. What's wrong with the plumbing?
Nothing. Why?
Oh, couldn't figure out what Chapman wanted here.
I don't always make it a service call, Anderson. This time I got something to give you. Here, look.
Oh, turkey raffle card. Well, we just had one.
Oh, come on. Don't be a cheapie all your life, Anderson. What's a few cents? Think of the thrill of winning.
How many pulls you got left?
Just two. And either one of them could win that nice big 22-pound beauty.
Swell. We'll swap pulls.
Swap pulls? I don't get it.
You take two of mine.
Oh, come on now. Half the fun's gone when you play that way.
Maybe Mr. Chapman doesn't want to try your card, Oliver.
We don't want to try his either, but we did. Here, Chappie, take two pulls on mine, and I'll take your last two.
Well, now you kind of put me in a spot, Anderson, but however, I'm a good sport. Here, take your two.
Say that. Antoinette and Gertrude.
Two excellent choices. How much?
59 and 83.
That's a buck.
Wait. Just a minute. You take two of mine. See how much you have coming.
Can I pull one, Pop?
No. Stand back now. This is for keeps. Go ahead. Pull, Chapman.
Okay. I'll take Antoinette and Gertrude on your card.
Okay. How much?
Antoinette, 7 cents, and Gertrude, 9 cents. You owe me, 84 cents.
How did you know which one's to pull?
Now, Oliver, don't start that.
Gee, Mr. Chapman's card is all gone. Why don't you pull off the big prize name and see who won, Mr. Chapman?
Okay, Junior, just for you.
I bet you're worried, Chapman.
Now, look, Anderson, none of those cracks.
Well...
I'm honest, I am, and I don't stoop to such stuff.
Go ahead, pull off the name, Mr. Chapman.
Okay, I will.
Wait a minute. Did you take any pulls yourself?
Why, yeah, sure, three of them. But, you know, I ain't gonna win it.
Mm. Please, Oliver.
Okay. There's the name. Bridget. I wonder who had Bridget. Well, what do you know, Anderson? This is humiliating.
You had it?
This must have been my lucky day.
That's all I want to know.
Now, look, Anderson, if you think this thing wasn't on a level, just step outside and tell me that.
Go ahead, Pop.
You stay out of this. All I can say, Chapman, is I'm having turkey on Sunday or know the reason why.
And now back to the Andersons. Oliver took a couple of pulls on a turkey raffle card belonging to Mr. Briggs across the street, but Briggs won the turkey. Then Mr. Chapman the plumber, another neighbor, brought in another card, and behold, if he didn't win his own turkey. Well, Oliver now is well burned up and has his own raffle card, but this one is on the level. He's ordered the turkey from the butcher and is now in a crate in the garage. Mr. Briggs has offered Homer Meister the gizzard, heart, and one leg if he'll kill and dress it. Homer agreed and has gone over to the Chapman garage and is taking the turkey to his home, preparatory to killing it. Oliver is talking to Junior and Mary.
My, it gets dark early, doesn't it, Oliver?
Yeah, it's almost dark when I get off the bus. Well, I sold the boss 10 punches, Mary, on my turkey card.
Oh, I wish you hadn't done that, Oliver. If he doesn't win, he'll think it's funny.
Mm-mm. Nothing funny about this. I have no idea which name is going to win, and I don't want to know.
Can I pull one, Pop?
No, sir. This is for blood. I'm going to get my money back.
Oh, go ahead, Junior. Pull one. I'll pay for it.
Well, what does that make me? Don't answer that.
Never mind, Mom. Hey, it's exactly like the card Mr. Briggs had.
Exactly alike? How do you mean?
That drawing of the turkey on the side. It's Bilcombe's, right, even with Antoinette. Oh. I believe I'll take that name, Mom.
You think that's the only name on there?
Well, if he likes it, let him pull that name, Oliver.
Okay, go ahead, pull.
How much, Junior?
It says 2.
Only 2 cents?
Here's the 2 cents.
Well, that's over. Now, if I can get rid of these other five, we'll see who's the lucky one.
Which chaplain says they're having turkey for Sunday.
When did he tell you that?
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. Now, you see, Mary, he cheated. He knew way before that he'd win it.
Oh, calm down. I don't believe it.
Okay, then don't. What kind of turkey did Schultz the butcher send out, Junior? Did he put some water and feed in there for it?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Pop. I just got back from my paper route.
Well, then come on out. Let's look at the beauty.
How much did it weigh, Oliver?
Oh, around 15 pounds, I guess.
These guards are causing nothing but trouble. Why do you insist on carrying it further?
Because I'm going to show these neighbors that a thing can be run on the level and prove that only the lucky ones win, instead of the one who knows the winning name in advance.
How long do you think it'll be before Mr. Chapman speaks to you again, Pop?
I don't care if he never speaks to me again, winning his own turkey.
Well, let's go out and see what you bought.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy now. Shh, 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 shh. Yeah? Come on. Turn on the light, Junior.
What are you whispering for?
Shh. You don't wake it up. It loses a pound every time it gets scared.
There. That's better. Person can see now.
Here's the crate, Pop.
Yeah, now, what? Hey, where's the turkey?
Huh? Oh, why? Hey, gee, Pop, the butcher didn't even close the lid.
Oh. And I lose him before I even see him.
Oh, now take it calmly. It couldn't have gone very far.
This is someone's idea of a trick. Fine trick. Some of Chapman's doing it. I suppose he thinks this is very funny. It seems to me Homer cut down these weeds. They've been growing here for 5 years.
Hey, it's hard to see in the dark, Pop.
Well, look sharp. Turkeys can hide pretty well in the weeds here.
Maybe you went in Mr. Meister's garage.
Okay, we'll take a peek in there.
Yeah, I guess Mr. and Mrs. Meister went to a show.
Well, had to get out sometime. Now, here's the garage here.
Gee, I can hardly see.
Here, wait a minute. I'll light a match.
Pop! It's the turkey!
And he didn't walk over here either. Look, his legs are tied.
Maybe he flopped over here, Pop.
Oh, and he opened this door and closed it after. Oh, give me that. Homer just helped himself.
Gee, I didn't think Mr. Meister would do that, Pop.
You never know. It just goes to show you, Junior, you can't trust anyone.
Yeah, let me carry him,
no,
Pop.
No. You get all scratched up there. I'll take it.
Gee, Pop, please don't have any fuss with Mr. Meister. He's such a nice guy.
Just leave everything to me. I'll handle it. Well, I'm glad we have our turkey back. And it's a better looking one than that Briggs had, too.
That you, Butch?
It ain't Bulldog Drummond.
That's good. Don't let me hear if you're hanging around with him.
Boy, you should have heard the commotion in Anderson's garage. Sounded like a flock of turkeys.
Yeah, copycat. Yeah, where'd they get him?
I don't know.
Is it as big as the one Briggsy's got in our garage?
I didn't see it.
Hey, wait a minute. Junior said his old man was having turkey no matter how his old man got one. Yeah, that's funny.
What's wrong, Paul?
Come on, out to the garage. I wouldn't put it past that Anderson to sneak over here and rob poor Briggs of his turkey. He's the type what to do it, too.
Paul, it's gone. The crate's open. Why, I should go over and bust Junior into snoot.
No, I'll handle this. Why, that Nightcrawler.
The Nightcrawler's a worm, Pop.
I know that. Well, I'm going to show that bird that I'm as soft-footed as he is. I'd like to see his face in the morning when that turkey's gone. You see, we're going to sneak over and get it back. Then in the morning, I'll give him the horse there. Come on, Butch. Don't make no noise, Pop.
Now, when you go out and kill that turkey, don't cut your toes off like you did at home.
Oh, leave me be. I'm nervous enough already.
Well, I'm glad you ain't killing it in the daytime. I'd hate to see it.
Well, bring out that pail of hot water and pick up that axe and careful how you carry it. I'll hold the door for you.
Can you get this sharp knife?
Oh, I suppose so. Come on. Now watch where you're going now. Don't break your full neck and stub. Careful now where you're stepping. Don't spill that hot water.
Just look where you're going. I'm all right.
Don't wake him up too soon. I'll set that hot water right there where I can get hold of it quick.
Where's the turkey?
Turkey? Why, he's... Marthy, it's gone.
Gone? You mean someone stole it?
Must be. Now be quiet and let me think who'd steal it. Anderson was sore because he didn't win. Yep, Martha, I think we'd better talk to Anderson on this.
I wonder who's at the back door.
I'll get it. It's probably Junior.
All right, here.
Oh, it's Homer. Come on in.
I just want to ask you one question. You didn't happen to find a loose turkey, did you?
No, not a loose one, but I found my turkey with its feet tied over in your garage.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, you give me that turkey back this minute.
Well, now, wait a minute. I could have you arrested, you know.
Me? Why, it's me who can have you thrown in jail, coming on my property and...
Finding my property there.
Okay, well, let me see the bird. I'll tell you if it's yours.
I know it's mine, but I'll let you look at it.
What's wrong, Oliver?
Oh, nothing, as far as I'm concerned. I'll let you look at it, but if you reach, I'll break your arm.
You just wait to see now. Getting so full of can't keep nothing around here no more.
You aren't keeping my stuff, I know. Okay, now take it easy, brother.
I'll light a match.
No, wait a minute. Homer, turkey's gone. If this is a gag, you'd better call it off right now. I'll give you just 10 minutes to get that turkey back here before I prosecute.
You mean it's gone?
You know it's gone, you turkey napper.
Oh, now wait, hold it, now hold everything.
Hold it.
We ain't getting no place like this. Now we'll start a search of the neighborhood, and it might have strayed.
Well, somebody's done something to it. All right, now you go around the Chapman's, and I'll go over around Briggs' house. I'll meet you here in 5 minutes.
Yep, right here in 5 minutes.
Stand where you are, or I'll fire.
Huh?
Oh, it's you, Anderson.
Yeah.
What are you doing prowling around by garage? Come, come, speak up.
Freeburn, I was just looking around for a turkey.
That's what Millicent thought, too. So you would steal a turkey.
Now, wait a minute. That's my turkey I'm looking for.
Your turkey?
Yeah.
You know very well I want that turkey. And now you try to retaliate in your cheap way by stealing it.
This is another turkey.
All right. I'm lowering the gun. But don't you step toward me, Anderson.
Oh,
I'm going to step back. And you're to walk straight ahead of me to your home. Mm-hmm. I'll decide what to do with you when we get there. Now march,
okay.
Quickly.
That you, Oliver?
Yeah.
Gee, you brought Mr. Briggs with you. Hello, Mr. Briggs.
Don't try to make me feel sorry for him now.
A gun?
Well. Gee, let's see it, Mr. Briggs.
Don't touch it, Junior.
Well, gee, Mom, it's only a water pistol.
A water pistol? You know, Briggs, I ought to...
You have too much against you to add assault and battery, too.
What is this? What's going on?
Why, I was just looking for my turkey, and
for
I just...
For my turkey, Anderson.
But we have a turkey, Mr. Briggs.
Not anymore.
What? Oh, I'll get it. Please keep quiet till they're gone. Oh, this is a fine state of affairs. Homer, what have you got there?
Shh. It's a turkey. Oh. Chapman stole it. I found it in his garage.
Oh, well, don't bring it in here.
It's all tied up. I'll just lay it in the hall till we find out what to do with it. I want to do what's right.
There. Now, here's Homer. Now, tell Briggs about my turkey, Homer.
You mean the one you took from me?
Huh?
This is worse than I thought.
Gee, it looks like this turkey's an orphan.
Quiet, Junior.
But I'm going to have my turkey.
And I'm going to have mine, too.
And I ain't losing no leg and gizzard out of this deal.
Just told everything. I think I know who this is.
Don't make no pass at me, Anderson, or I'll lay you out. Let me in.
Now, just a minute, Chapman.
You come over and stole that turkey a second time, didn't you, Anderson?
I haven't been near your place, Chapman.
No? Then what's this bundle of feathers here? A mattress?
Hey, what's wrong?
Oliver just cut my turkey again. This is the end.
Oh. And was trying to steal another from me.
Now, look, I'll explain.
Explain? That's all the explaining I need, lying there with its legs all tied.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Chapman. I took that turkey from your place.
Yeah, and I took it from Homer.
And I got it from Chapman.
Then it's all right. It's my turkey, and I'm all...
Just a moment, Anderson. You had no turkey to begin with.
I did. I stopped at Schultz's butcher shop, and he sent one out.
Pretty thin, Anderson.
Oh, pretty
thin. I suggest that the three of us here, Homer, Briggs, and myself, appoint ourselves a special committee to put this guy away for a while.
Look, I've had enough of this nonsense.
Quiet! Sounds like an election night. Yes, what is it? Did you lose a turkey, too?
Mr. Schultz told me to stop in and tell you he ain't got no turkey to send you. Will a stew and hen be okay?
Didn't send it. I haven't had a turkey? Oh, brother. Thanks, pal. I'll see Schultz tomorrow. So long.
Who was it, Oliver?
Well, men, I guess I'm at fault here.
How noble.
Who was it, Pop?
The man from the market. I don't have a turkey.
I knew that in the first place.
Okay, now look. You know darn well I wouldn't steal a turkey, and I'm sorry about this whole thing.
Yeah, it kind of hurts me, too.
Well, as long as no damage was done.
Now, that's what I call a fine spirit.
Maybe I was a bit hasty and a little unfair.
Well, we all jumped the gun, I guess. Oh, I know how to settle this whole thing. so everyone will be happy.
Oh, dear, it can't
be
done.
Oh, yes, it can, it can. Now, here, my turkey raffle card. It has four punches left. Now, we'll all take one, and it'll be the honest way to settle this whole thing.
But it's my turkey.
Quiet, quiet, Briggs. I think the guy's got something.
Hey, I'm all for it. A leg ain't enough for us anyhow.
Okay, Matt. Now for an honest drawing. Each one take their pull.
Well, all right. Everyone got their pull?
Yeah. Yes, I have back.
You all got yours?
We've all, yes, we've all got
us. Well, I'll tear the seal.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have. Hmm. Bertha. Who's got Bertha?
I ain't got it.
I had Wilda.
What's the usual in a deal of this kind? Chapman pulled a blank. By the way, what name have you got, Anderson?
I'm afraid to tell you. It's Bertha.
Oh, dear, that's wonderful.
I'm holding it a fake.
Quiet, please. Well, I happen to know that this deal was honest and above board.
There, you see?
Here's what we'll do. I'll roast this turkey Sunday and have open house and we'll all eat it. How about that?
That's a good idea.
That suits me, too, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sit here in the hall and guard it until Sunday. You can't tell what might happen around here.
The Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, Walter Tetley as Junior, and Herbert Rawlinson as Homer. Martha is played by Jacqueline DeWitt, Millicent by Ginny Johnson, and Chapman by Doug Young. George Peroni is heard in the role of Mr. Briggs. Music by Gordon Kibbe, sound effects by Ray Erlenborn, and your announcer is Ken Peters. The Anderson Family is a Hollywood Broadcasters production, transcribed from Hollywood.